rejoice and be glad in it. Certainly grateful to hear all of the voices on today as we prepare for this day that God has afforded us to participate in. And we have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to give him praise. He's been faithful, kind, and just, and he's brought us all the way. And so we're certainly grateful on here it is, the 29th day of August, that God is yet keeping us. Aren't you glad that he woke you up right early this morning? And here you are, clothed in your right mind, and you're getting ready to win the day. Somebody ought to say amen. So we thank God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he will do. For the word decrees that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither have there entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Well, I just want to raise a question. I was meditating, praying, and deliberating today. You know, we've been preaching, teaching, and talking about winning the day and how important it is for us to have a starting point, for us to have a place where we kind of set our anchor each day as we prepare for what God yet has in store. I do believe that every day holds a win. I believe that, and that there's a winner in you, and that God has built us so that we can endure what we're going through in order to see him and see that win. And we have to hold on, as we talked about Sunday, until we see that win. But I just want to raise the question, and I've probably raised it before, and we will probably be out of this series in the next couple of weeks, but are you still winning? Are you still winning? Because many times, to make that determination, here's what you have to do. You must first of all check and see how well you perform when things are not going well. Many times we allow the things of this world, the pressures of life, the trials and the tribulations, to keep us from what God has in store for us. And many times we don't allow our faith to be of such where it's unshakable in the face of things when they are not going well. Because how we relate and how we connect to others, I think, has a lot to do with us continuing to press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so sometimes you'll find yourself in situations where things are not going to go according to your timetable. You're going to find yourself, even as you decree and declare that you're going to win, you're going to find yourself in situations where your plans seem to be going in the opposite direction, and you become weary and frustrated. But here it is now. Your past does not disqualify you from winning the day. So don't get stuck, my brother. Don't get stuck, my sister, in what didn't happen yesterday, and allow that to be where you rest, and you continue to focus on what didn't happen yesterday till you can't focus on what God is trying to get done in your life today. And so everybody won't be going with you when we talk about winning. Everybody will be going to that next level where God is trying to take you. And so that's why we have to continue to trust God even when we can't trace him. We got to understand that that thing that's really causing you pain, that thing that's really causing you to lose focus and kind of throw you off track, that's the thing that you need to use to help you win the day. And so we have to make sure that we trust and obey, because there is no other way. There's a scripture today found in Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 17 and 18. It says, but thanks be to God that you have once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves to righteousness. Let me read that again. It says, but thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves to sin, have become obedient from the heart to form of teaching to which you are entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves to righteousness. This is Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 17 and 18. And so I think part of this has to do with us allowing our obedience to bring the reward for us, because we have to trust and obey, because there's no other way if we're going to win the day. We have to trust God. We have to believe God. We have to stand on his word. And many times people say, well, preacher, how do I start winning the day? Well, you start by starting. That's how you start winning the day. You start by developing a winning formula. You know, you start by doing the right things. You start with the right motive and the right attitude. You start with prayer and forgiveness, and you start asking God to reveal to you what it is he would have for you to do. And as I've already said, don't allow what didn't happen yesterday to hinder the win that God has in store for you today. Because once God reveals what he wants us to do to reach our destiny or to reach that win, it is important that we obey. When God speaks to our hearts, when God reveals a thing to us, then we have to act on that word. We can't just be hearers of the word, but we must be doers of the word. Obedience is a calculated choice that you have to comply with and carry out the will of God for your life. You have to make a determination that I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to have an unshakable faith. Things might not be going the way I think they should be going. I might be in a slump right now. I might be in a little tailspin, but I've got to believe God, because obedience, here it is, it will bring the reward, but it's a learned behavior. And we know one of the things that I found out about being obedient to God is that I always began to get breakthrough I received from God. And I always, things begin to make sense to me when I'm walking in obedience. But, you know, that's a choice that we have to make every day. And when we go astray from that, when we don't continue to be consistent in our walk and living out this mandate that God has placed upon our hearts, we'll find ourselves drifting away from that which has got us where we are. And so we have to continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So obedience is a learned behavior, and we have to understand that when we're walking in obedience, that we will receive from God, and every believer should have a willingness and a readiness to obey God if we want to win the day. There's no substitute, my brother. There's no substitute, my sister, for obedience. You know, that's what got the children of Israel in trouble. They would obey for a few minutes, then they would disobey. They would go back and forth, and God would have to chastise them. But divine empowerment is always a product of your obedience. And so once you see that God is rewarding you and that God is blessing you because you're being faithful, because you're walking in his will, you're aligning your will with his will, you're surrendering your way to his way, then you'll see some amazing things begin to happen in your life. And you'll see when you look back over your life that it was that at that point where you were flowing in the will of God and you were not becoming distracted by people, by things. You were not allowing obstacles to throw you off track. You were not allowing things that didn't align with what you thought was a win to keep you from moving forward in the focus that God had in store for you. So you got to be determined to find a way to reach your win. And then you have to help other people and your team to find a way to win. It's not all about you. And sometimes we think that this win is just for me to celebrate and to gloat and to talk about what God has done for me. I've won my day. Yep. But have you helped anybody? Have you helped mature and develop somebody else? Has your testimony been of such that you have helped somebody else along the way? So winning doesn't come easy. It's an ongoing task. It's not just a one-day thing and you put it down and don't pick it back up until you run into another difficult situation. No, winning is never easy. Many times within the realm of the conventional, we've got to dare to do the difficult and the unorthodox if we're going to win, and we have to be consistent and we have to trust the timing of God. Here are four things that I want to leave with you, and we'll have prayer if we are going to win the day, and it's required for our obedience. We have to accept, we have to act, then we have to attack, and then we have to appropriate. We have to accept, we have to act, we have to attack, and then we have to appropriate. You must accept God's will for your life. You have to accept that obedience brings the reward. And then you have to step out. You've got to make a bold step in your obedience. And you got to fully commit to what God has required of you to do, even when it doesn't look easy, even when it doesn't look like it's going to go in your favor. And then you have to attack everything that's not like God in your life and bind that and say, God, I know this is not of you. And I rebuke that even now. And then you have to tap into the deposits of grace and obey under pressure. Can you obey under pressure when your back is up against the wall and when things look like they're falling apart in your situation? And so if we but yet be faithful and true to what God has required of us, God will reward us according to our obedience. Obedience brings the reward. And such it was when you look at this passage in Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 17 and 18. And so we have to continue to trust God even when we can't trace him. And we know that your past does not disqualify you from winning the day. And don't get so caught up in what didn't happen yesterday that you can't focus on what God has put in front of you for today in order that you win. Every day holds a win, and God wants you to be on the winning team. That's our thought. That's our prayer for today. We hope that you have a fantastic day, even as we prepare to close out the month of August. But we're yet grateful for God keeping us and sustaining us in the midst of it all. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we're extremely grateful for your presence. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for including us in your plan for this day. We thank you for each person on this call today and whatever needs are present, that you will show yourself strong on their behalf. And so now, God, as we move forward into this day, we ask that you might allow your spirit to abide to fulfill, and fulfill to overflow in each and every one of our lives. And so we love you and we honor you and we bless your name. And we pray that the Lord will bless us and keep us, and that he will make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us, and that the Lord will lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. So we give you praise in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The playback number is 605-475-3228. And look, until next time, you be blessed.